Yeah, it's your Mountain Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee on this Thursday morning adventure. It's a Thirsty Thursday, and hanging with me here on the phone is Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort as we look into our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. How are we doing, Gary?
We are doing well. What a beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning. Oh, it is so nice out.
Oh, I know it. It is. I love it. I mean, fall is my favorite time of year, and just for many, many reasons, and, you know, the colors, the temperatures, the bugs. Well, once we get a frost, you know, the bugs are gone.
The bugs will lay down a little bit.
Yeah, right now they're everywhere. I mean, right now they're probably as worse as they could possibly be. But the fishing, you know, last week we talked and it was starting to pick up just a little bit. Where are we at this week on Lake Norfolk?
We are about the same as we were last week. It's getting a little bit better. The largemouth bite has picked up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Had some guys do really well, and they're still all over the place on bait. I mean, they're using everything from different plastics. Some guys are throwing crankbait, buzzbait. His dark-colored buzzbaits have been working really good. It's all over the place, but they've been catching them.
Yeah.
So, that's picked up. You know, the limit's five. We've had guys get four consistently and catch a lot of shorts.
Now, are they catching Kentucky? What do you know? Which species it is?
Largemouth.
Yeah. Okay.
Largemouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So the largemouth bite is starting to pick up. We have a little bit of top water starting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Couple days ago, I had a guy come in. It was only like 9 o'clock. I mean, it was all done already, and he had caught four largemouth, half a dozen good-sized whites on top water.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was really good that morning.
Oh yeah, love that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a great time. You know, when it happens, it happens. Now, what about the white perch, the crappie?
The crappie have been better. They've been starting to turn on. You know, that water temperature's slowly creeping down. I've had everything from 77 to still 80 degrees, but it's dropping with these cool nights. I mean, we're sitting at 52 degrees right now.
Yes.
So it's just going to get better and better. And the crappie, same thing. Live bait's been really, really good. And a few different colors on the tater baits and Bobby Garlands have been working well. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think it's getting, as we progress later and later into the month, you know, we're going to roll over in October pretty soon, and it's just going to get better.
Now, I wonder if the hybrids and stripers have started to work their way back up to the creeks.
Not quite yet. The guys are still going out towards the bridges. Mm-hmm. Out that way in a little deeper water, and they will, and if that water temperature starts to drop, they will be moving up here, and boy, I'll be the first one to tell you when they're here. And I gotta tell you, bluegill again, their bluegill are hot right now.
Oh yeah. I talked to a couple other folks, well, it was last weekend, as a matter of fact. And they thanked us because, you know, they're like, man, we drive all the way to the lake and we're fishing for bass or we're trying to catch some walleye and they're not working and it's just kind of a wasted trip. But they said the last time that they went, they each brought a light rig, you know, crappie rig, and they fished for some perch, and they ended up keeping 12. They said that it would probably go about a pound, you know, each. Big fillets. I'm like, I'm telling, see, that's what I've been saying.
I love it.
The
love
lake
it.
Is full of them. I mean, it is full of them.
Yeah, we last Saturday night, maybe it was, went down with a neighbor again, snuck away about 5:30-ish and went out. And he's found a good structure to fish around and stuff. And you only have a small window late in the afternoon. If the sun's out,
yeah.
A small window to, as soon as it starts getting dark, they shut off. But
yeah,
in a couple hours, we caught 55.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun. But, you know, and you said something right there that is really true. Perch is the one species that when when the sun does go down, they're pretty much done. You know, you're not going to catch a lot of perch at night.
No. No, but I think they, my personal opinion, I think they run and hide from predators when it gets dark because those big largemouth come up, and they love perch, so.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but that's my theory, is that they take off and go hide in the evening.
Now, did you guys catch any of it to any size, any pound?
Oh, yeah. There was some. We never weighed any of them, but there was probably close to half, a third to a half, that were I could barely get my hand around.
Yes.
Yeah, big, as big as my hand, hardly get them around. Some those ones with the orange down the their belly and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Big, yeah.
They're so good to eat too.
Oh, they're awesome. My neighbor, he takes and he fillets every single one of them. He had ended up with 2 gallon baggie fulls of fillets. Yeah, they're awesome. They're great to eat. All the meat is just white and they're fun to catch. You have a blast.
Yeah.
It's just so much fun.
They're fighters. They're like piranhas without the teeth, you know?
Yeah. Especially you got to use that ultralight, you know, with 4-pound test on there, and it's just a blast. It's just...
Now, would you using the old crickets?
Yep, we were using crickets. No weight, no nothing. Just get the cricket wet and let him slowly sink, and... maybe, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 feet deep or whatever, 6 feet deep, whatever it sinks to. And you really wouldn't even cast it. You just pull some line out and toss it a little bit and let it just slowly sink. And, boy, I mean, it no longer line get taut and bang, it was game time.
Yeah, that's why with, you know, catching these big perch, bluegill, you know, brim, to use a cork bobber, you know, because... it makes, when it land, it makes a smaller splash, a kerplunk, you know, a big splash, you're throwing a rock, that the perch will scatter on that. But with the cork, you know, it lands soft on top of the water, and that attracts the perch, you know, and Katie bar the door. But I'm telling you, it's so much fun, and I'm glad more and more people are doing it, because you know, I mean, it's like playing golf. You don't want to go to a golf course and play the tips, you know, if you're not very good, because you're going to go and it's not going to be any fun. So, you know, why go do something that's not fun? It's the same thing with going to the lake. You know, yeah, you may be set on catching, you know, a largemouth or stripe or whatever, but when they're not biting, don't waste your trip, man. It is a blast to catch them big old bluegill.
Yeah, and they eat really good. And if you don't want to eat them, you can keep throw the big ones back, keep the small ones, and go catfishing. I mean, the options are awesome.
Yes, right on. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that want to know more about Lake Norfolk, or maybe they would like to book a little weekend getaway, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. By your resort Facebook page is a good place to take a look at some of the pictures, drop us a line on there, leave a comment, something. And then, as always, our webpage is thebuyerresort.com. Or just stop in if you're going to and from the lake. Stop in and say hi, and, you know, we can talk about some fishing.
Right on. Hey, you know, and, of course, next week we'll have a mermaid report.
We'll go on
to that. So,
Gary, absolutely.
hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, you have a good Thursday.
All right, hey, we got more rock and roll coming.